Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist, joins us now. And Kim, you were also at Lahoma with the group. We'll talk about that in just a minute. But first, we need a price update.
Well, when we was at Lahoma, you know, prices were increasing quite rapidly. They went from $6.10 up to about $7.30. They've settled down into a range, $6.80 to $7.30, a sideways pattern. And I think the market's waiting to see what's going to happen to this hard red winter wheat crop, the soft red winter wheat crop, and the developing crops around the world.
And when you were talking to the groups out at Lahoma, you talked about some different price indicators, a couple of those. What's the first one that you can discuss with us now?
Well, what I've been using in the past is the ending stocks. I talked about the U.S. ending stocks, world ending stocks, and how that impacted price. You look at current U.S. ending stocks, they're projected to be 735 million bushels. Five-year average is 714 million. Last year, 768. And so I'd say, you know, declining, lower ending stocks than last year, but above average then means we have a little bit of excess wheat and prices should be below average. And you look at the world, 6.9 versus 5.9, well above average, means we shouldn't have a lot of price volatility because we got a lot of wheat around the world.
Okay, and then what's the second indicator you're keeping an eye on?
Well, if you look at the stocks to use ratio, and rather than just looking at any stocks, you divide it by the amount of wheat that's being used, it's a stronger indicator. And with increased world wheat consumption, it's a much more powerful indicator of prices than, say, just ending stocks alone.
And what is that stocks to use ratio then now?
Well, it's the projected ending stocks divided by the projected use. And if you look at the United States for the 12-13 marketing year, it's 30.7%. The average is 32.2, and last year was 34.7. So you can see from those numbers that the stocks use ratio is below average and indicates that you reduce production, you could have significant price volatility, and that's exactly what we've seen.
Okay, last week we talked about some of the other factors going on around the world and their influence on markets. What's the update this week?
Well, they've softened up on those a little bit. You know, we was talking about problems in Russia, problems in Ukraine, problems in Eastern Europe, problems in China, problems in Australia. Well, it turns out the Australian problem's not so bad. Yeah, they're having some minor problems in China. And, you know, we've seen prices decline this week because, you know, we had the big shock of problems in Russia and in other areas, and we figured out that those problems may not be as big as we earlier anticipated.
Okay. Finally today, producers in the middle of harvest in Oklahoma, your advice for them marketing-wise?
Well, I think they need to sell some into this rally. As we've seen this week, our projection of production is worse than our projection of price. And so we can have a lot going on there. I think they need to sell at least a third at harvest, maybe up to a half, and save the rest to sell in September and October and November, December time periods.
Okay, Kim, good advice. Thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.